We now talk volleyball. We're actually going to talk with JV Volleyball tonight, recapping a little bit on Monday night. Varsity had a pretty good showing there. Went 1-1 against Lake and a Goodland, swept Lake and got swept by Goodland, but it was a close second set there. And JV's off to a pretty good start, and we get to talk to assistant coach here tonight, and Lauren Robinson. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Adam.
Well, thanks again for joining me. You guys had a pretty good exciting Saturday last week, got to play once again at home, and ended up being a pretty good undefeated day for you guys.
It was a good Saturday. We started off a little bit slow, but by the end of things we were working like a well-oiled machine. So
you started off okay, and then you finished off strong there, but you had a pretty tough pool look like there, and you guys were kind of able, you had to beat I think it was Liberal twice,
Man. Great Bend once. Yeah, so we saw some big schools and had some success. And
you know, that's kind of fun to go up against some of those bigger schools, and whether it's varsity, JV, C team, or whatnot, but be able to maybe compete against them and, of course, win against them. I think that's pretty exciting even more.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of the girls. Everybody knew their role, and everybody did what they were supposed to do, and it was a fun day.
Of course, you know, with the junior varsity, you, from last year to this year, you lose a few, you gain a few, and you kind of had the same unit there for the last 2 years, and that's got to be pretty exciting there, because that's tough for JV to kind of keep that same unit together.
Yeah, you know, coming into this year, we didn't really know what to expect as far as the JV level. We had some of our key players move on to varsity, so it was kind of going to be, I hate to use the term, rebuilding year for us as far as the JV goes, but, you know, it's kind of been that, and everybody's kind of grooving together at the same time, so.
Well, and Monday, you guys had a pretty good day there as well. I believe you swept Goodland as well, didn't you?
We did. It wasn't an easy sweep. we got down, I think it was 24-16 in that second set, and then ended up coming back to beat them. But we like to give, evidently, winning five games on Saturday wasn't a challenge enough. We wanted to overcome some more, so.
I mean, that's, you know, the margin for error is pretty much none there when you're down 24-16 or even at 24-23. But have you seen that? It's very rarely does that happen, and I guess that's got to be a testament to forgetting maybe what's happened in the past, but moving on to that next point and getting that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen that in the game of volleyball personally myself. And those girls, that's kind of the way they played Saturday, though, too. They never gave up. They went point for point with big schools, small schools, and they never gave up on Monday night either when we were down, and it wasn't looking very good for us.
Hey, guys, begin kind of a busy couple weeks here. Continue tomorrow. You're home again. Triangular there with Colby. I think it's the first time you'll see Colby this year, and then Hoxie for a second time as many weeks here. What are you guys looking to do to continue to improve upon here tomorrow?
Both varsity and JV will have tough matches tomorrow with Colby and Hoxie. You know, we haven't seen Colby either one. Colby was in the JV tournament, looked pretty good, came out on the top four teams. Of course, Hoxie took JV to three and beat our varsity. So it'll be a good night for some volleyball tomorrow night.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here from Scott County Hardware. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you guys coming up here.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here. A couple of her JV players joining us here tonight as well. And they're fighting. Who gets to go first? Who gets to go second here? All right. We're going to go with seniority here. And it'll be junior Peyton Goodman joining us here. You had a brain freeze there. It's cold here.
It is.
How are you doing,
Adam,
this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty fun season, haven't you?
Yes, it has been a lot of fun. So much fun.
Yeah, go through that. We just talked a little bit with Coach Robinson about this, but go through that match on Monday where you're down eight and you in that second set and you win it.
Yes, that was very crazy. I think we all wanted to win, so we all pushed through and competed very hard, and Goodland was a very good team, but in the end we came out and won, so that was fun.
Were you a little worried that your server's arm would kind of just wear out after a while there?
A little bit, yes.
But yeah, you know, you're one of the veterans there and probably the leaders on JV. Do you embrace that role quite a bit?
I try my hardest. I try to always be positive and always be picking everybody up, so yeah.
And what primary positions do you play?
Well, I play all around, but in the front row, I'm an outside hitter. So.
And what's your favorite position in volleyball?
Outside hitter.
Outside hitter, all right. You like to go cross court, down the line, in the middle, rotate?
Kind of everywhere, you know, wherever my arm swings and goes, the ball goes.
Well, you don't want to be too predictable.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
All right. Well, can't believe you're probably midway through the season already here. As you look forward here, what's some things that you're maybe looking to continue to get better at?
Definitely just the little things. Each practice we have to just keep getting better and better, and each game just keep winning and winning. So,
you know, guys played quite a few matches already at home, and you will tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What's it like playing at home?
It's a lot of fun. I think we like having the whole community there for us to support us. So,
is it weird with the fans at home kind of on the over the top of you there?
Yes, it's like we're down in like a basement. So,
well, in a way, you're right. Yeah, but yeah. Well, that's got to be pretty fun there. Peyton Goodman joining us here, junior for Scott City Volleyball. Thanks again, Aaron. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, junior Peyton Goodman joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And our next guest, she's making her debut on the show, I believe, right? Yeah, it'll be all right. It's Tara Rose, sophomore. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, sophomore, been on JV for a couple years now?
Yeah, it was last year, too.
All right. So how's this year maybe been compared to last year?
I feel like I've been playing more.
Yeah. Well, you have. And do you feel like the game has gotten a little slower for you maybe this year?
Yeah. I also feel like in some ways it's gotten faster, though.
Well, yeah, you have played some pretty good competition, but you were kind of thrown in there right away, freshman, and then, of course, this year as a libero. And what do you like about being the libero the most?
Not going in the front. Yeah. I like being in the back row because I can go in whenever I'm needed.
All right, yeah, so, yeah, you're all over the place in that back row, and being the libero, what's probably the biggest role that you have playing that position?
Talking in the back row. That's one of our big things we have to keep on doing because we need to make sure that everyone knows what's going on.
All right. Well, as you look ahead here, what's some of the things that you like to see maybe continue to work on and improve as you move on through this season?
Everyone just working together and keeping each other up and talking.
How fun has this year been so far?
Pretty fun, especially our tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite the run there last week for you guys.
Yeah.
And then playing in the new gym there. Of course, you've gotten used to it, but what was it like, game time atmosphere for you?
I love the new gym. It's just so loud and you can hear everything going on.
Yeah, does it have to make you kind of focus a little bit more too with what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. You have to focus on what's going on in the court.
Well, you guys have had a good run this year, and being on the radio is not too bad, is it?
No, not too bad.
You did good. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.